what you think, Mechayarim Klamem. We're looking at Simon Yud Gimel. So Simon Gimel deals with the issue where a person goes to the bathroom before the meal, and what's the appropriate way to deal with the fact that he needs to wash his hands, say Asher Yatzar, and also Anlatis Yudayim and Hamoitzi. So how does he deal with all of these possibilities at the same time? Okay. So the Chayyadim says, "Oisat tzaracha baritza lechol." A person went to the bathroom and wants to eat. So kimish also lahafzik bein hanatila lebirchos al hanatila sidayim. V'gam also lahafzik bein hanatila sidayim lahamoytzi. So you're not supposed to, you cannot be masik between the natila and the bracha. That's number one. Number two, you're not supposed to be masik between the natila with the bracha slash and the hamoytzi. There's a halacha that the chachila, you should not be masik between the natila sidayim and the hamoytzi. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Samach Vav brings two opinions, whether you're allowed to be masik between the natila sidayim and hamoytzi. The first opinion says that it's permitted. The second opinion says that it's usur. And the Shulchan Aruch lashon is betoibli zoyer. A person should be careful and not speak between say al-Natil Sadaim, wash, say al-Natil Sadaim, the bracha of al-Natil Sadaim. Now you're waiting to say al-Moitzi. You're allowed to talk during that point. So the first opinion says yes. The second opinion says no. So you're not allowed to talk. And the Shulchan Aruch says, but Toiv L'Zor means he's not passing that it's a Chiyuv Gomer. He's saying that it's appropriate to be Machmer. The Ramah seems to have a stronger Lashon. So there's a Gemara which talks about the idea of a concept called Tekef, which the Chayyadim actually mentioned in Simeon Beis, and we skipped the parentheses. There's a concept of Tekef in the Tzil Sudayim Surah. We wanted the Tzil Sudayim to be immediately adjacent to the meal. The issue being Shmiras Yadayim. So we mentioned already this idea that during the meal, once you've started to eat and you're eating, so you're actively eating, you're always going to be careful about your hands because you know that you have to keep your hands batahara during the meal. So there's a constant, as it were, thought, there's a constant awareness on your hands to keep them in Shmira. But let's say before the Suda, you haven't actually done that. So we're there because I was more concerned about the idea of that you're going to lose the Shmir on your hands if you start getting involved with something else. So they said, take if the Natil Sadaim Suda. Immediately after the Natil Sadaim, you should have the meal. Shmir points out, waiting for other people to wash, that's not called a Hefsik, that's not what we're talking about. But the Chila, Chazal gave a Shir. The Chazal Shir of the time that they would prefer it should not lapse from the time of the Tzidayim until the Suda is a very, very minimal shear. So it's the shear of the time it takes to walk 22 amas. The source of the thought process of 22 amas is based on the travel, the movement of the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash, the place they would do the Shechita, and then they would have to walk the Mizbeach to do the Zrika. So we calculate a cheshbon of 22 amas. Now, how long does it take to walk 22 amas? So, let's do the math. Because we know that it takes 18 minutes to walk 2,000 amas. So all we have to do is divide 2,000 by 18. So if you figure that in the average minute, he's walking about, in 1 minute, he's walking, in 18 minutes, he's walking 2,000. So in 1 minute, he's walking about 110. So if he walks 110 in a minute, so 110 times 18, 100 times 18 minutes is 1,800. 18 times 10 is 180. So, and then another, you have another 20. So you move 111 amas in a minute. So 22, which is approximately one fifth of that, is one fifth of 60 is 12 seconds. So in 12 seconds, you're going to walk 22 amas. So preferably, there should not be a lapse of more than 12 seconds between the washing and the hamotzi. So Rambo understands that to mean that you shouldn't talk on that point as well. The language of the Chayyadim is stronger than that. It says it's osur lahafsik bein netilas yadayim lahamotzi. It's mamash osur. Mr. Bird is not bringing such a shita that it's mamash osur, but that is a common minhag olam that we don't talk during that time. So now we have this conflict. You can't talk then. What do we do? Can't say shagat tzara then either at that point in time. So the Chayyadim says the chaynitul yadav shloikadin. Wash your hands one time, enough that your hands will be clean, but not with all the halachic actions necessary to be valid to seal the dime for the meal. Then you wash a second time with the appropriate halachic requirements of a tila. You make a tila dime and hamotzi. That's the preferred way to do it according to the Chayyadim. Now the Chayyadim deals with, let's say, the first time you washed appropriately, what should you do in that situation? You did wash, you're used to always washing with a cup after the bathroom, that's what you did. You realize you've done an atila, which halakhically is a valid atila. What should you do? That's the next point, and we'll talk about the Bez Hashem in the following share. Have a good day.